As we all know, on Monday, a big announcement by Major League Soccer, MLS is coming to Miami. Here is a quick soundbite from David Beckham, one of the owners.
I never considered any other city. You know, Miami was always a city that I wanted to bring, you know, soccer to, football to. I never changed my mind. I never, even through the difficult times, and people were turning around to me and saying, yeah, why don't you try somewhere else, or why don't you just not do it? It never crossed my mind to not do it, even though we were going through frustrating times, and it never crossed my mind to take it to any other city, because I know Miami is the right city.
And Miami is the right city. David Beckham and company will be a huge part of Major League Soccer here in the future. Now, let's go to the man, though. If you remember, Marcelo Claure tried to partner a number of years back with Barcelona to come to Major League Soccer. I know Marcelo through my sister, Martha, who is a big fan of his. And we are very fortunate here to have right now one of the owners of the new Miami MLS franchise. Marcelo Claure joins me now. Marcelo, thank you so much for coming on the program today. Marcelo, are you there? Okay, we're trying to get Marcelo right now. But again, Marcelo in 2008 tried to partner with Barcelona to come to Major League Soccer. You remember that. Okay. Marcelo, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for coming on the program. We really appreciate it.
Hi, you know, happy to be here.
Yeah, and I know you stepped out of a meeting. So, listen, first off, just talk about your excitement, because going back to 2008, you tried to partner with Barcelona to get soccer in Miami. It's a city you love. Just talk about the excitement with your ownership group, including David Beckham, getting the green light to come into Major League Soccer.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, we've been pursuing it for a while, where we found many obstacles along the way, but, you know, we were certain of what the outcome was going to be. So it didn't work out with Barcelona because of the financial crisis back in 2009. But we met David in 2013. We decided we were going to do this. Miami hasn't been an easy town due to the fact that it's a city that's booming, you know, to find the right real estate, to find the right partners. And, you know, finally, when all things got aligned, when we got new partners, Massa from Japan, you know, local partners, the Mass family. So it was the right time to move forward. I spoke to the league, and it was quite an announcement on Monday in Miami.
Boy, it was some celebration. It was very exciting because we went through the same thing here in Houston with the stadium and everything and a team getting relocated. This is a different story. But look, let's talk about Jorge and Jose Mas, because David Beckham was quoted as saying, Marcelo Claure is larger than life type character. And you had said that this deal with getting the team to Miami 60 days ago was in real, real trouble. And you got involved with the Moss brothers, and here we are. It's a green light now.
Yep. So what we were missing was the right partners. And, you know, my job as in SoftBank and Sprint don't allow me to focus on the team full time. And David is in the UK. So we're looking for that local partner. And, you know, Jorge was trying to buy the Major League Baseball franchise in Miami. And for whatever reason, I call it luckily us, you know, that didn't work out. So Jorge was ready and eager to jump and be a sports franchise owner. So I called him up. We had an emergency meeting in New York. And by the end of that meeting, we all shook hands. And we decided we wanted to do that. And I think in less than 60 days, you know, we got more stuff done in this last 60 days in terms of getting this deal done, negotiating with the league, putting together the right ownership group than in the last 10 years. So, you know, it's a special feeling when you know it was meant to be. And this is one of those situations where we had everything that we wanted. We have one of the world's most famous and most talented sports figure on David Beckham. We got the largest tech investor in the world, Masayoshi Son from Japan. We got some local partners in the Mas brothers who are deeply, deeply entrenched in the Miami politics, in Miami culture, who truly understand Miami. And you got me, who I love the sport. I own my own soccer team in Bolivia, which is the largest team in Bolivia, called Bolivar. And then also, what a lot of people don't know is Masa in Japan owns the most popular and the most successful baseball team in Japan. So there's two sports franchise owners, an iconic superstar, and some local partners who I think are going to do a phenomenal job in terms of getting this team to start playing by 2020.
Boy, sounds like a powerful team put together. How important is it to have that local ownership element in this group?
You know, when I moved to Kansas City, I saw it firsthand of how there's such a good local ownership group that owns Sporting KC, and how they've been able to teach the sport to the community, and how they got waiting lists for games, and they're always sold out, and the city identifies with them. So we couldn't do it unless we have the local partners who are going to make sure that the community fully supports it. So, you know, living in Kansas City has been a big lesson for me in terms of the power of local ownership group. And that's why, you know, what makes this partnership so powerful is, you know, I wouldn't do it alone with Beckham. Beckham wouldn't do it alone with the Mas brothers if I wasn't involved. And the Mas brother wouldn't do it if the two of us weren't involved. So this is one of those partnerships where each of the three parties contributes something, and the local group is quite an important piece of this.
Marcelo Claret joining us, one of the owners of the new Miami franchise, along with David Beckham, the Mas brothers, and an unbelievable group put together. Your story, though, and I've interviewed you before, you probably don't remember it, but I have, and I was always fascinated with your amazing story with Bright Star and Miami and how you built your businesses. And then I saw that you were very passionate about soccer. Miami is special to you, right, because of Bright Star?
I mean, Miami's where my dream began, right? Miami's where I started selling phones from the back of my car and converted Bright Star to being the largest Hispanic business in U.S. history and also the largest wireless distribution company in the world. So that's where it all started. So therefore, Miami has a very big piece of my heart. And there are different ways to give back to your community. And when you look at Miami, it just makes no sense that a city as cosmopolitan as Miami wouldn't have a sport that Latinos love. And, you know, 70% of the population of Miami speaks Spanish, and they love the sport. So it just made no sense to me, and that's why I've been trying to pursue this for the last few years. And that's why I call it that, you know, mission accomplished for phase one. But now comes the difficult and at the same time the best part of this, which is the excitement to, you know, building a stadium in Miami, a soccer-specific stadium with a lot of new technology, choosing the team colors, choosing the team name, choosing our songs, choosing the coach, the players. So I think very few times in life do you have a chance to build a sports franchise, you know, from nothing and be able to get so many learnings that I have from my own team in Bolivar, so many learnings of David playing at the world's biggest or most important clubs. So, you know, couldn't be more excited for Miami to be part of this.
So let's talk about Bolivar because, you know, the Bolivian First Division is different than Major League Soccer, but you're still running a team there. What are some of the most important things that you've learned running Bolivar and being involved with that franchise?
Yep. So about 50% of the country belong to Bolivar. So it's basically the most powerful team in Bolivia. And soccer is the most important sport in Bolivia. So it's quite a high-pressure situation. And what I've learned is, you know, what fans care is to have a winning team and for you to bring great players and to provide an awesome show. You know, fans really don't care, you know, how are the finances of the team, how you're financing this whole thing. What fans want to see, it's an amazing show with the best players and hopefully with a lot of victories and very little losses. So, and I think what we want to do in the U.S. is and when people ask me, what type of team are you going to have in the U.S.? And I always like to say that the team is going to be a mirror of what the owners are. And when you look at this group of owners, we're all aggressive, we're all winners, we all show up every day to work to win, and we all want to be the best in the world. So when you put a group of people together, we better hire the right coach and the right players because we want to make sure that we have a winning team since day one.
Is there any plans, Marcelo? I guess I have to ask this after you talked about Bolivar, but are there any plans for potentially any give and take between Bolivar with players or any sort of connection?
I mean, obviously, it's an indirect connection, I would say, right? Having access to a team, to a country that provides good players. I mean, you're aware that when you look at the ideal 11 players in Major League Soccer, you have two Bolivian players, you know, Echeverry and Moreno, who were actually among the best players that MLS has ever had. Mm-hmm. And that's been proven that, you know, Bolivian players have the ability to compete in MLS. So obviously, I think by me being an owner of the Miami team, you know, my players in Bolivia are always going to have a chance to come up here and play. But that obviously won't guarantee him a place in the team or anything like that. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to allow Bolivar to thrive because I can assure you that we're going to use that as a recruiting point. The fact that, you know, I own teams on North America and I own teams in South America. So obviously we're going to try to, you know, to combine some of the knowledge. But what I think the most powerful piece is there's a lot of learning in Bolivar that we're going to try to bring it here. And I mean learning in terms of mistakes that we've made that we want to make sure we don't make them again. And so, you know, I look forward to, you know, my coaches in Bolivia to be a part of, you know, as we build this team in the U.S.
Wonderful. Marcelo Claret joining us here, part of the new Major League Soccer group that has been awarded a franchise coming to Miami. All right, so here in Houston, there is one similarity with Miami. We always hear here, oh, well, the Houston fans, they're fickle because they come from all parts of the country and the world. They don't support teams loyally and all that. I think it's nonsense when it comes to the sport of soccer. Do you get that same sort of comment out of the Miami market?
And, you know, everybody has told us that Miami is the toughest sports town, right? I mean, you look at the Dolphins, they're not selling out. You look at the Heat, when we had LeBron, Wade, and Chris Bosh, we were always sold out. But after that, I wouldn't say they're struggling, but it's not the same. And we've had a Major League Soccer in Miami that folded, and we've had a few NASL teams that are not doing well. So why in the world are you jumping to the toughest city, you know, for sports in America? And I think what Miami has, it has two advantages that no other city has. I mean, first, I think it's one of the hottest cities in the world. And anytime I meet, you know, professional football players that are the best in the world, you know, they always say, God, I would love to go to Miami. I love Miami. And a lot of the superstars, Latin American superstars, vacation in Miami. So it's an awesome place to live, surrounded by people that soccer players love. So when you have that, in addition, you combine that with David Beckham, who we think is going to be a great tool for us to attract great players. You know, I think we're going to have an ability to convince a lot of the Latin stars and other players to, you know, to check out Miami as a potential team where they would like to play. In addition, you know, the football academies in South Florida are quite developed. You get thousands and thousands of kids, and there's a lot of talent. So the idea that we have as we build this club is going to be a combination of, yes, we do want to attract some of the world's largest stars to come play in Miami, but we want the foundation of the team to be based on local academies and homegrown talent. You know, David has been pretty strong from day one. You know, having him come and having him be formed at Man U, who has one of the best academies, he's seen how, you know, during his time, you know, the team that came out and played so many times in the World Cup came out of the, you know, Man U's lower divisions or academy. So I think those are the advantages. The disadvantages is you got a lot of competition in Miami. It's a beautiful city. There's so many things to do. So you better put up a good show because people in Miami do know the sport. Similar to Houston, where you have a big Mexican population. You know, if football in Mexico or soccer in Mexico is strong, so people expect you to give them the same level of play or even highest. And we have the same problem in Miami or the same opportunity, whichever way you want to look at.
Very interesting, Marcelo. Let me talk to you about the youth development side, and I'm not going to get too heavy into it, but it is important how a Major League Soccer team and a professional team now moves into the youth community and gets into that business based on money changing hands and all the other things that go. I'm assuming once you get things in place, you guys are going to have a real plan to enter into the youth community in as inclusive a way as you possibly can.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a foundational part of our plan. And you know the limitations of Major League Soccer as it relates to either rosters, how much you're allowed to play, and all that. And I think the teams that have the ability to foster talent within their own territory are the teams who are going to build those long-term sustainable teams. So we are fully entrenched in that. As a matter of fact, most likely we'll be launching our academies and a youth division ahead of launching our first team or first division team in Miami.
Marcelo Claure joining us. Two more quick questions, Marcelo. We'll let you go because you stepped out of a meeting. I really appreciate it. Let's just quickly talk about the fact that certainly, you know, when you look at Miami as a franchise, an organization, and you working with David Beckham, people are going to say to me, hey, you got to ask him about David Beckham. What is it like to work with David Beckham, the businessman?
So it's a pleasure, right? I mean, people traditionally know as David Beckham as a celebrity, as the soccer person, you know, as a business person, as a friend, he's just a phenomenal person. I mean, to us, it's fascinating to just be sitting down. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a meeting in Kansas City where we just sat down and, you know, we had the owners of Sporting KC come and tell us how they run their business. We had Peter Burns, their coach, telling us how he runs his division. And just seeing him there with a notebook, taking notes and assimilating as much as he can and comparing to his knowledge, his previous life as a soccer player, just fascinating. I mean, he wants to be involved. You know, David had a chance to call it a day and make a lot of money with the franchise, but he decided that he wanted that this is part of his legacy. So this is not a celebrity or this is not a, you know, somebody who's going to just provide us his fame. I mean, this is someone who wants to be deeply, deeply engaged in all the sports areas of the team. And so, you know, I could not have asked for a better partner.
Marcelo, I loved when you used the word show. In other words, the entertaining side of soccer, because we all know it's not one thing that draws people now. It is winning, but it's also the way you win and your purpose of play and entertainment and all these other things that come with sports now, right?
Yep. I mean, there are very few sports where you can actually take your whole family and your whole family would like it. And, you know, I think that is the future of soccer, right? I mean, I love baseball, but it's not the most exciting game in the world to take your entire family. So, you know, we intend to make it a show. One of our other partners is Simon Fuller, who's the person who invented and created American Idol, and he's one of the most creative minds in the world. So I think we got all the right ingredients to make this a really fascinating show in Miami. And we're looking forward to making sure that in 2020 we start playing and on 2021 we start playing in our own stadium.
Well, Marcelo, listen, my sister at Marsh McLennan always told me great things about you. Congratulations. You may have a lot of celebrities on board like Simon and David, but you are just as big in the eyes of the people in the world of soccer. Congratulations, and really, again, very heartfelt thanks for jumping on here tonight and getting out of your meeting. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks for providing coverage to our team. Have a great afternoon.
Okay, that's Marcelo Claure.